Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming.
Give the Lord a praise. He's great and worthy to be praised. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for this day. I thank you, Lord, for this ministry. I thank you, Lord, for your word. Today is our 2-year anniversary, and it's more about Jesus than it is about that. But in this 2 years, we have been able to take God's word across the United States of America, down into Mexico, across the seas into Africa, and we got a good following in Africa and a good following in the Philippines as well. And this is all listen to God's word, and this word that you hear is straight out of the King James Bible. And anything that I say can be backed up by the word of God, hallelujah, because I don't speak for myself. I speak for Jesus, that he's the one that's got me to where I'm at. He's the one that's got me to doing this program and that brought me here. And all the power, all the glory goes to God, and I thank you, Jesus. Today it is titled, A Lamp Unto My Feet. And this is my favorite Bible verse, and the Lord put it on me to do a program today. And the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Ever feel lost or out of place? Or do you find yourself having no direction in life or simply drifting from one day to the next? The word of God promises to direct your path. The living word of God is alive through the Holy Spirit and will talk to you on a personal level. If you have any questions about where you're going in life, or where you see yourself in the future, the answers become clearer as we draw close to Jesus. So thank you for joining us today, and let the word of God direct your path. Amen. That's why you know when you're doing wrong or right. There's that conscience that you have, but you have the word of God. It says, lead not unto your own understanding, but unto my word. And that's where you have to go. Something doesn't sound right, look it up. And praise the Lord, today's modern technology, you can just put in your search bar your question, you know, about the Bible, questions, and you'll find answers out there. And it's a wonderful tool to use to get a better understanding. But in order, and that's the knowledge, but to get that wisdom of the Lord, that takes you on a personal level. To get to receive the wisdom that the Bible speaks of, that's that personal relationship that you have to have with God. You have to have that personal relationship with Jesus, and to hear that Holy Spirit talking to you, to get that wisdom, and that guides your path. Hallelujah. That's the light that guides your path. That's that lamp. The light, the lamp unto your feet. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Of a good man, those are servant or a woman, those are serving the Lord. Of a good person, those steps, they're ordered by the Lord. And he tells us which way to go, to the right or to the left. He tells us and directs our path, whether we listen or not. Is now the story, but if you don't, then there's consequences from that, because that peace of mind isn't going to be there. You're going to know that something's not right. You're not quite right with the Lord, and that would be because you're not staying with him. You're not praying with him every day, talking to him every day, reading your Bible. Sometimes it sounds like a chore, but this, we're talking about this short period of life that we have. that passes us by, that flies by. Last week just flew by in no time at all. Last year, a decade ago, life just swings and just flying past us. Eternity, that's where our mind has got to be set at. The Bible says to be heavenly minded. Amen. Heavenly minded. And then, hallelujah, then we begin to think eternally instead of, you know, on earthly basis of our next show that we want to watch or what's going on with a family member or a friend or some chaos somewhere has got you all of your attention going, or politics or whatever it may be, all these distractions out there. Listen, the important thing is your mind on Jesus. The important thing is having your time with the Lord. And what you receive out of that, yes, your eternal life, but what we receive now is your peace of mind, your protection from the Lord. His blood protects you. He protects you. He lets the evil that comes around, and you may be, you know, scraped up here and there from things of life that's going to happen, but he's right there with you to protect you. And we don't know what he's kept away from us. We don't know. We know the bad things that's happened to us. I mean, we can look at our memory and see that, but we don't know the bad things that didn't happen, that he prevented from happening to us, that he stopped. Someday I believe that he'll show that to us. You know, when we're seeing our life flash before us, we'll see how the Lord was interacting with us the entire time. And to know that now on a real time basis of how he's interacting, that gets to where you have to hear his voice and hear him talk to you. And to do that, you've got to get alone with him. To do that, you've got to ask him into your heart, and you just got to be, you know, Jesus minded. And you've just got to have your mind on him and striving to get closer to him, reading his word, watching programs or gospel or you know, songs that touch your heart. These things all bring you closer to him to where you can hear his voice and he can guide your steps. In Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I mean, that's wonderful that he, you know, it says ordered and you think in a bad way, but that he wants to keep us from harm. And he delights in our path when we walk the way that he wants us to. Amen. He says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. He'll keep his eye on you. Bible says he'll never leave you, never forsake you. He says, what he's saying right here is, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. And there's all kind of ways of instructing you and teaching you, whether it's signs and people that guide your path in a way that he's using in your life, or talking directly to you till you hear him in your mind. Maybe not in an audible voice outside. And I've heard the Holy Spirit speak in an audible voice before, sing to me audible voice before, at my lowest of lows and at that time in my life. I mean, I felt hopeless, and all hope was gone, and just considering entering my life. And that's when the Holy Spirit started to sing to me, oh Lord, let the sun shine in, and just kept repeating that. And I just heard this voice singing, and I thought it was a radio at first, because it was not in my mind, not in my head. And as I walked, it followed me as if a speaker was on both sides of my head. Everywhere I went, it went with me. And I was in the Kmart at the time, and just so distraught and so down and barely could put one foot in front of the other. But the Holy Spirit lifted me up and let that sun shine in. And the Lord came to me in that powerful way that, I mean, I've not even heard that happen. I'm sure it has. He's used that to the others. But it's something that I just wasn't familiar with, but I accepted right away because I know the Lord. And when he talks to you, we just know that. And, you know, first we may question things, but when he wants you to know it's him, you'll know it because he'll let you know. Amen. Jesus is wonderful, is he not? I want to take a moment here because I was thinking about a special friend. Is Ivan, and he lives in Uganda, Africa. And what they have to go through there, being persecuted for serving, for loving Jesus. This is a, you know, Muslim and a demonic presence in that country and religions, and it's very dark. And so if you are a Christian, you're persecuted because of it. And people are afraid to be sometimes there and are afraid to come out in public for fear of being beat or whatever they would do to you there. And but Ivan has to go through that. And I know that he's been suffering of a few things late, but I know that God loves him. Amen. And I just want to pray for him right now. And the reason I just waited to pray now on the program is because I just want everyone to be in agreement with me and to pray with me and pray for Ivan and all those not just the listeners, but all those in Africa that are serving the Lord and want us and are saved in Jesus, and that they be protected. Let's just pray for Ivan right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, I come to you, Lord, in your name. Lord, your precious name, Lord, knowing that when I say that, you're in the presence of me anyway, but knowing when I say that, Lord, that I'm coming to you, Lord, to talk to you, Lord, I know that you're listening to me. In Jesus' name, Lord, that we all pray and agree, Lord. We pray for Ivan, Lord. We pray for his church. Lord, I'm praying for his family, for his finances. Lord, to protect him, Jesus. Lord, that whatever he's going through, that you make it prosper in your name. Anyone trying to do him any harm, Lord, that you keep him out and keep him off at bay with your spirit in Jesus' name. Lord, we just ask that you bless all those in Africa, Lord, the entire continent, Lord, that are serving you, Lord, that are seeking to find you, Jesus, that they may find you and be protected, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I think, yes, amen. Praise the Lord. What a feeling you get when you pray to the Lord. You hold up your hands and just wonderful. And just to pray with others is so electrifying. It lifts me up. Hallelujah. The Lord says that, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. So he's saying what the Lord thinks toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So here's what he's saying. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace. His thoughts of you, toward you, are thoughts of peace. He wants good in your life, not harm. He says, not of evil, but of peace. He doesn't want you to harm yourself, and he doesn't want to harm you. And he wants to give you an expected end. What does that mean? Eternal life. He wants you to expect it. Amen. You know, fear the Lord. Fear his judgment. Fear that you're walking in his light. Have the fear of what, you know, the wrath of God. Fear hell. You know, fear the reality of that. Amen. But he says, not evil upon you, but to give you an expected end. He wants to give you hope to say, heaven is waiting for me. I know when Mother Loyola, and she had told me that she was, you know, that it was bad, and her family was coming from out of state, and she let me know that was it, and she was at the end, you know, and I was just down about it, but she wouldn't let me stay down. She just would, you know, tell me that, you know, it's all right because I'm going to a better place, and great glory, I'll be with Jesus in heaven, and she just gets so excited about it. Someone looking at death and on their deathbed, given, you know, a sentence of death, knowing it's so bad and so soon that family's coming in now. Amen. And her mind was on Jesus, was on the Lord. Why? Because the Lord had given her an expected end. She expected to go to heaven. She was excited about it. She knew she'd miss me. She knew she'd miss those that she loves here and the things that she loves to do. But it couldn't compare, could not compare to Jesus in heaven. Nothing here can compare to that. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Isaiah 11:2, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. That's pretty powerful. And that's the Lord. This is tangible. This is why I say that the words on this in the Bible, it's not just words on a page. It's action in your life. Praise God. It's just so wonderful. Listen, if you're not saved and you don't know Jesus, you don't know what you're missing out on. Because nothing that this world has to offer can compare to it. I remember being saved, and just when I received the Lord, it was so powerful that I said, you know, I told the pastor, I said, there's nothing I've ever done to compare to this. There's no drug on earth that can make me feel this good. No drink. There's no fair ride. I love going to the fair and Kings Island, riding rides. There's nothing that could compare to that. That's how wonderful and fulfilling it is. That's why he says you won't thirst. He says you won't thirst. It means you're not going to want for nothing else. But that's being single-minded in your mind on the Lord and living for Him. Then you realize that everything is taken care of. There's no reason to worry because God's got it. He's got your back. You're in His hands. He's protecting you. But when we play out here on the outside of it, and we do the things of the world, then we're not that close. And we're not under that quiet protection that you may think and wish that you were. It's the closer you get to Him, the more that He protects you. Amen. And the more that you know that you're aware of that. Because away from Him, you have the devil that's going to mess with you. The devil is going to deceive you, going to use others against you, and it's going to be a constant battle. The battles that you're going through in life, and the things that you're experiencing, and the trouble that you're having, can be tied directly to the devil and trying to throw you off, and keeping your mind off the Lord. Have anything but Him. Think about your bills. Think about what's going to happen, your place this day, and these people in your life that are causing you problems. Anything but the Lord. Amen. And that's what the world is tries to do to us. But we have to have the Lord and make Him first. He said, all other things will be given unto you if you make Me first. Praise God. And that's what it is making Him first. And then He just gives you that peace of mind. Call unto Me and I will answer thee. He says, call unto Me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I know this for a fact. I've done it. He showed me. And He's blown my mind when He's done it. And He's done it in the public places where, I said, places I've worked at. And we get on the topic of the Lord. And what's the meaning of life? I said, well, you can ask Me anything about that, and I'll tell you. And because I knew the Holy Spirit would tell me. Amen. That's what this is saying right here. Praise the Lord. Call on Me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Tangible, teaching, loving God. Tell me there's give me a reason not to serve Him. Amen. Nothing that you can touch in this life that's getting your time right now can compare to the Lord. And you got to get close to Him. I say it every time, but it's so important. Listen, everything in the Bible, we got the entire Bible, it all, every bit of it, is about Jesus. It all leads up to Him. It all prepares the way to Him. They talk about Him thousands of years before He arrives on earth. It's all leading up to Him. So when I tell you that, and I keep going over, that the most important thing is your relationship with Jesus over everything, that's the way it is, because He says, I'm the way, the truth, the life, that no man gets to heaven but through Me. I'm the door. Did Me or not? No way or Me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, and there's mercy at the judgment of cross. So it's mercy. Be showing people mercy, and maybe you was in a place where you couldn't get to know Him, and He sees that, and He sees your mercy. Amen. So that's how loving He is. He goes on outside of the boundaries here because He wants your soul. He wants you to see what He's made for you. You know, when you've made something, you can't wait. You've written a new poem, you've written a song, you've drawn a picture, you've done something, okay? You got a promotion, you can't wait to tell somebody. You just can't wait, you know, because you're so excited about it. And that's how He is about heaven. That's how Jesus is about heaven. He just can't wait for you to see it. He's so excited. He wants you to see it. He doesn't want anyone to miss it, that all should be saved and none be lost. That's His wish, but He knows it's not true because He says few will find it. Few, very few. Look in your church. It's a handful of what you think it is. That's the reality. The reality is you get to know Jesus on a personal level. He'll let you know where you stand. He'll let you know where you stand. Amen. I love the Lord. Praise Jesus. Pearly Gates Ministries has been very good to me, been very good to a lot of people out there. And I'm happy for it, and it's a good learning tool to see, you know, things maybe you didn't know, and really the biggest thing is to call in question your actions. It's to call in question self accountability. It's for you to be accountable for your actions, for yourself, and the way you're accountable for it, and you got, you know, your map in your hand is having the Bible in your hand. Because without that, it is that going from day to day. It's going from one thing to the next. And and you pray here and there, but there's no real a godly direction, there's a real spiritual direction in your life. And if there's not, it's because you're not spending that time with the Lord. The Bible says all over, I've been telling all these verses, he keeps saying that, look, I'm going to show you the way, and I'm going to take care of you, and you're going to be delighted, and you're going to be happy, and you're going to be, you know, that bad things will happen, but we have that Lord. It's like Mother Leo, the bad things happen, and things that happen to her, and gunplay out in the front of her house, but she laughed. She laughed because she knew that the Lord had her back. She lived in a very rough neighborhood, but amen, she kept positive about the Lord. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Never have to think of anything else. That's what hunger and thirst is. I'm hungry, I want this, or I'm thirsty, I want that. Otherwise, you're just doing your daily thing. You never have to hunger, never thirst. He's not talking about, you know, these earthly things, you know that. He's saying, I got you. I'm going to take care of you. Those things and wants and needs, and you're going to think about that. Are you going to think about me and my love for you and all these nice things happening around you? Because the more you talk about him, the more he's going to give you the opportunity to talk about him. The more you pray for people, the more he's going to give you the opportunity to pray for people. Amen. It's going to expand you out there. These things that draw up your time of trying to watch this show or stay up with that thing is going to be things that you won't even think about. Not now and again you might and check it out, and that's okay. It's so long as you got your mind on the Lord and you're doing his work. Amen. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth not. That's in Job. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, he said to you once, he said it twice, yet the man didn't see it, heard it all. It fell on deaf ears. He's saying he talks to all of us. All of us. But if you're not hearing him, it's falling on deaf ears. You didn't perceive it, and he's trying to tell you. But you're just not seeing the signs. You're not hearing his voice and seeing the signs. Your life that's turning the way it is, and things that are messing with you the way they are, and people that are interjecting into you and taking away your peace of mind the way it is, just look at it in a godly sense and go, okay, now I can see what's going on here. The Lord wants you to not be hurt. He doesn't want you to hurt yourself, hurt others. He wants you to have peace of mind. Amen. And to serve him, be close to him. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Right? He restoreth my soul. So not only does he lead you, but he restores your soul. Gives you a new mind and new, it's like just taking a big breath of air. You can just, everything just lets out, all that tension, all gone, the nerves, everything gone. When you know you're in the light, right, everything's gone. All that stuff and troubles and aches, and it just doesn't exist, because Jesus is what matters. Amen. And being in the light, you'll know when you're in it, because you can't stop talking about him. You can't stop thinking about him, and you can't stop smiling. And you feel like you're just being so, you're loved. You feel so loved. You feel so great because you feel so loved. That's in the light of the Lord. When you say walk in the light, that's staying with him. That's talking to him, reading his word, which is unbelievably important. Sitting quietly and listening to him. Talking to others about him. Praying for others. Amen. These things. It restoreth my soul. The righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. Now, that's straight from the Bible. The righteous keep moving forward. You keep on progressing. When you're in that light, and don't let the world just pull you to the side, because look at it now. You was just right there with the Lord. Now you're back partly in the world and partly with him. It says those that keep moving, the righteous that keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. So the more you stay with him on a daily basis, the stronger you get. The stronger you get. And the devil's always going to be pulling things, trying to get you to look to the side, trying to make you angry, throwing this ungodly person at you or that one, that they don't even know that the devil's using them as a ploy, as a pawn, to get you angry, to get your mind off the Lord, to get you back out of that light, get you back thinking about the things of the world and worrying about this and worrying about that. He says, worry not. I'm taking care of you. Seek me first, and you're not going to worry. You're going to have peace of mind. That's better than any politician can tell you right now. Here in America, we got a presidential election. That's better than anyone can tell you. This is the truth, and it's right here, and it's for you. Come on my side. Follow me, he says, you know, and I'm going to take care of you. Put me first, and all these other things will be added unto you. Okay. So, in Jesus' name. Look, this is a really nice one. I'm going to read this verse. It's out of Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, the Holy Spirit, the angels, we don't know who's all around us. We have no idea those protecting us, those the your guardian angel. You have no idea because we don't see them. Sometimes God allows certain people to see them, and at times, but they're there, and the Bible talks about it. So therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. All these things that are weighing on you, give it to the Lord. These things you're turning to sin, that's to give you earthly pleasures, give them up. He says, so let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Endurance. This ain't a short race, it's a long race. You got to set your mind up that way. Because if you think it's a short race and you just glory in the Lord and you're happy, next week or next month, you're not going to be, because you didn't think about it in the long term. To stay in it, stay in the Lord, that it's a constant battle. As soon as you start coasting, you go downhill, you allow the devil to get in your life. But let us run with endurance, the Bible says, the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. So, hey, this is, know that you're being watched over, you're being protected. So let's forget about these things of the world, amen, and put our minds on the Lord, and let's run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, hallelujah, the founder, perfecter of our faith. And when we run, that's not running ahead of the light, you know, or beside it, or tailing behind. That's in the light. And you run in the light, that's when you stay in the Lord all the time. When you get in the Lord, and he's good, and he's pumping you, and you're just being fed, and you get so excited, and you're just running off, and you're telling everybody, and you keep telling everybody, and look, day two, day three, day four, day five goes by, you're still telling them, you're still excited, but what happened on that 4 days ago, 5 days ago, is you quit reading your Bible, you quit doing the things that brought you to the Lord in the first place, that got you so close, but you're still pumped up out there, and you're still talking about him, but you're ahead of the light. And what happens is you set yourself up for a fall, because you're away from his protection, you're too far ahead. You let him go, and you just went on your own self. There's churches that do that. They're proud now because their parents, their grandparents, and had miracles were happening in their church, and now they don't have those miracles happen. But they're proud because they happened in their church, and they think they still happen, but they don't anymore, because nobody's fast and nobody's drawing real close to the Lord that is coming there. So it's that endurance, that long race, amen, to keep on keeping on. When it's good, keep it going good by staying in the Word, hallelujah, and keep that life going good for Jesus, amen. Well, we're getting to the end here. I thank everybody for listening, I know right now I just want to mention her again, that Mother Leola, she's in heaven, she's with Jesus, she's happy, happier than I've ever heard her. Her smile is bigger than I've ever seen. Her body has been made perfect. She's been made whole. And she is seeing Jesus. And she's in heaven with all those beautiful colors and the smells and the sights. Things that we could never imagine. But it's paradise that he prepared for us. Amen. So let's come to me right now. Come to the Lord. And if you're not with him, or if you stumble back, or you want to find him, listen right now. Let's do it. Close your eyes. And Jesus, I come to you in your name. Save my soul. Forgive me my sins. Wash my sins away. I'm so sorry, Lord, for sinning against you. But I've come to serve you the rest of my life. Come into me, Jesus. Come into me, Lord. Hey, man. And if you meant that, he's there with you. A new name is written in heaven. Praise the Lord. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I want to encourage you to shout out from your rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.